It's very important to see what we do. And what Zygmunt Kontrol always says is, if you begin to see what you do, you see the Shenpa, and you're working with it in your practice, say like the basic practice that underlies all practice, learning to stay, when you see it and then the momentum is getting very strong with the thoughts and you interrupt them with the label thinking, just so that you're cutting the momentum of the Shenpa, you come back to the breath, which is like learning to stay in the present moment with the underlying energy. If you aspire to work that way in meditation and in post-meditation, which is the rest of your life, to catch the Shenpa and to remember to practice, you know, at that point, there's no way that your life will not be gradually, perhaps imperceptibly transformed, so that when you look back, you begin to see. The only way I ever know that anything has happened is look back, because I never get gratified by peak experiences or breakthroughs or something. It never happens to me. I've always wanted it to happen. It never has. And I still want it to happen, but I'm beginning to realize that it doesn't matter, because people tell me their stories constantly, and breakthrough experiences don't always add up to much. You know, they come and they tell me something, and I think, wow, wish I experienced that. And then the next day, they're completely hooked by some Shenpa, you know. And so gradual is good. At least I keep telling myself. No, it really is. It is good. And so that's fortunate, since it is extremely gradual. It's like willing to lose half a pound a week until you've lost the 150 pounds you need to lose, rather than try to lose 20 pounds a week and keep adding it back all the time. You know, it stays off, as I say. And the main thing is this aspiration. So the point that Zygmunt Kontrol makes is that until you begin to train in seeing and staying so that you can see the Shenpas and working with them, he said, then basically what's going to happen is life is going to always be hooking you. Little things are going to be just throwing you for a loop right and left, just out of the blue, like people throwing rocks at your head. The slightest thing basically triggers you and you're off and running. And it just gets stronger and stronger. He says life just becomes more and more confusing, more and more of a struggle, more and more of a burden, because you've never looked at the root cause, which is the Shenpa, and therefore you're getting just triggered, right and left, triggered all the time. Once you start seeing, you still get triggered because that's what you see, but there's something different. The magic of seeing, it's sort of like Thich Nhat Hanh talking about the miracle of mindfulness. It's the miracle of learning to stay, being present with the Shenpa, knowing it's happening. The more you do it, the more your ability to be able to do it grows. And the ability to see more and more subtle levels just naturally begins to happen. That's not something you have to force. It just naturally happens that there's less and less self-deception and less ability to hide out. When I really get hooked, and I'm starting to get all worked up, I do something which I call teaching myself the Dharma. And sometimes this really helps. And that is, I might say to myself, if I follow this, what will be the result? The habituation of strengthening this pattern, what will be the result? What will be happening to me in a year's time, in 2 years' time? This pain I'm trying to get away from will be more. And so that inspires me to do the tough work of staying with a disagreeable feelings of unease. Someone was telling me that she teaches herself the Dharma in order to stay present. And she said it was sort of like her own Dharma. She said, this is like childbirth. She has two children. She said, this is like childbirth. It's very, very painful, but it's worth going through it because it will give birth to something that I want, rather than me avoiding it and the whole nightmare staying year after year after year. So all of this is like a pep talk to encourage you when you start denigrating yourself and beating yourself up because you see how stupid you are, how confused you are, how hooked you are. Just rejoice that you can see that, you know, and you don't have to add these labels of bad and stupid and all of this, but you just see it. And that becomes the doorway to liberation because you're not strengthening the pattern. So teaching yourself the Dharma is very helpful. Then another thing I think is very helpful is this realization of what is it that sees, and some confidence that you have the wisdom to see what's going on. The wisdom to see the confusion, the wisdom to see the shenpa. Because believe me, the ego or the self-absorption hates seeing. Ignorance and avoiding the present, learning to exit is the definition of ego. It's all about not being present, it's all about staying ignorant, it's all about not knowing and not fully experiencing. So it's our wisdom that sees. And we all can do it, just the way we can all listen to the sound of the gong, at least for a second. We have that open awareness. We have that space in our mind. We can do it. And the more you have confidence in that and sort of cherish it instead of emphasizing the negative part, as if it was a little child you were trying to nurture and encourage and bring up, you know, to have confidence in yourself, you nurture this wisdom aspect of yourself, this ability to see.